This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Mr. Skip by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Cassandra Harwood. Chapter 1. In which I find Mr. Skip. I was forever finding things in that rusty old yellow skip. It was on the corner of the estate by the phone box. Whenever they wanted to get rid of stuff, people from all around used to come and dump things in our skip. I'd go and have a look and a good mooch around in there whenever I felt like it. At first, Mum told me I shouldn't do it because there might be something in the skip that could cut me or prick me or whatever, so I promised her I'd be careful. And after that, she was always fine about it. What made her really happy, though, was when I brought things home. We didn't have much in our flat. We couldn't afford to buy much at all. So quite a lot of what we did have came out of that rusty old skip. I found the blue china horse for the mantelpiece, and Mum was thrilled to bits with it, even though it had a chipped nose and only 3.5 legs. Her favourite armchair came off the skip too, as well as the electric radiator. All we had to get was a plug for that, and it worked perfectly. But best of all was the 26-inch Sony Trinitron television set that I brought home in a wheelbarrow. My cousin Barry gave me a hand. It worked fine, except that one of the knobs was missing and the colour was a bit fuzzy. Mum didn't mind. She was over the moon about it.